Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Cannibal Capitalism: How Our System is Devouring Democracy, Care, and the Planet and What We Can Do About It is a short work of critical social theory by Nancy Fraser, published by Verso in 2022. Written for a broad readership, but grounded in decades of Marxist feminist and political economic scholarship, the book argues that capitalism should be understood not just as an economic system of production and exchange, but as a social order that depends on and depletes conditions outside the market. Fraser brings together debates about care work, racial domination, ecological crisis, and democratic decline to show how these spheres are structurally linked, not separate problems. The book is both diagnostic and strategic. It explains why capitalism repeatedly enters crisis and why responses limited to the market are inadequate. Its purpose is to offer a clearer conceptual framework for understanding contemporary breakdowns and to point toward broader socialist alternatives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, capitalism as a system that feeds on its own conditions of existence. Fraser's central claim is that capitalism is cannibalistic because it survives by consuming the very social and natural supports it needs. Rather than treating the market as a self-contained sphere, she argues that capitalist accumulation depends on non-market background conditions, such as care, nature, political order, and social cooperation. These are not accidental add-ons. They are the hidden infrastructure that makes profit possible. The term cannibalism captures a structural contradiction capital expands by extracting value from labor and resources. But it also undermines the capacities that reproduce those resources over time. This framing shifts attention away from narrow economic indicators and toward the broader social metabolism of capitalism. It also helps explain why crises keep appearing across different domains at once. Ecological collapse, care shortages, democratic erosion, and racialized exploitation are not separate failures in this account. They are different expressions of the same system exhausting its own supports. Secondly, the four contradictions of capitalism and why crisis is built in. A major contribution of the book is Fraser's use of four contradictions to organize capitalism's recurring crises. The first concerns social reproduction capital depends on unpaid or underpaid labor in the home and care sector, yet it pushes relentlessly to lower the cost of sustaining workers and families. The second concerns nature production requires a livable environment, but profit-seeking drives ecological degradation. The third concerns politics markets need state power, law, and public order, yet capital also works to weaken democratic control when that control constrains accumulation. The fourth concerns expropriation and racial domination capitalism does not rely only on wage labor, but also on dispossession, hierarchy, and unequal access to rights. Fraser's point is not merely that capitalism causes many harms, but that these harms follow from its internal organization. The contradictions are useful because they reveal why reform is so difficult. Fixing one crisis in isolation can leave the others intact. Her analysis gives readers a way to see instability as systemic rather than episodic. Thirdly, care work and social reproduction as central, not secondary, to capitalism. One of the book's most important interventions is its insistence that care work and social reproduction are central to capitalist society. Fraser challenges older accounts that focus almost exclusively on waged labor and factory production. In her view, capitalism depends on the daily and generational work that produces and sustains human beings, child rearing, elder care, emotional support, household labor, and the maintenance of community life. Much of this labor is feminized, undervalued, and often unpaid, which allows capital to shift costs away from firms and onto households, especially women. The result is a chronic crisis of care, made more visible by austerity policies and the pandemic. Fraser shows that capitalism cannot itself generate the social bonds and forms of solidarity it requires. That means any serious critique of capitalism must include the organization of care, not only wages and employment. This also broadens socialist politics beyond the workplace toward the institutions and relationships that make everyday life possible. Fourthly, racial domination and ecological destruction as constitutive, not incidental. Fraser argues that capitalism has always been intertwined with racial hierarchy and environmental plunder, and that these are not side effects that can be removed without changing the system itself. Racial domination matters because capitalist development historically relied on expropriation, colonial extraction, slavery, and the creation of populations marked as disposable or less entitled to rights. Ecological destruction matters because profit-driven growth treats nature as a cheap and exhaustible input rather than a shared condition of life. By placing race and ecology inside the structure of capitalism, Fraser resists accounts that reduce them to moral failings, cultural problems, or separate policy domains. This approach also explains why many crises intensify together. Environmental harms are often distributed along racial lines, and marginalized communities are more exposed to both pollution and economic insecurity. The analytical gain here is significant. Readers are encouraged to see that capitalism does not merely tolerate inequality and destruction. It actively organizes itself through them. That makes anti-racist and ecological politics essential to any credible anti-capitalist project. Lastly, toward a socialist politics that connects democracy, care, and planetary survival. The book is not only diagnostic. Fraser uses her critique to argue for a broader socialist politics capable of linking struggles that are often treated separately. She contends that resistance must connect labor, care, ecology, racial justice, and democratic renewal rather than prioritizing only one arena. This is important because capitalism's crises are interconnected, so responses that stay within one sector tend to be limited. Fraser is skeptical of approaches that assume better regulation or greener markets will solve the problem on their own. Instead, she calls for a rethinking of socialism that is more expansive than older productivist models and more attentive to social reproduction, public power, and global inequality. The practical value of this argument is that it helps readers think about alliances across movements rather than isolated reforms. The book does not offer a detailed policy program, but it does supply a political orientation. Any durable alternative must protect the conditions of life rather than continue to sacrifice them for accumulation. In conclusion, Cannibal Capitalism is best suited to readers interested in political theory, feminist economics, Marxist analysis, social justice, and the causes of contemporary crisis. It will be especially valuable for students, scholars, activists, and general readers who want a concise but conceptually serious account of how capitalism connects care work, race, ecology, and democracy. Its main benefit is that it provides an integrated framework rather than a single-issue critique. Readers come away with a way to interpret seemingly separate emergencies as parts of one systemic pattern. Compared with many books on capitalism that focus mainly on markets, inequality, or finance, Fraser's work stands out for showing how accumulation depends on non-market supports that the system simultaneously erodes. The book is also distinctive for its clarity and brevity. It condenses a large body of theoretical work into a form that is accessible without becoming simplistic. For readers seeking not just criticism, but a way to think about socialist alternatives in the present, this book offers a strong conceptual starting point. If you would like to support Nancy Fraser, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.